Good morning. 9:26 or so. I can't see the screen this morning. The sun is way too bright. There's too much glare off the snow. And then it's too late in the day. Well, I'm running a bit late today. I wasn't sure I was going to go. And then I realized that I really should. I'll just take it easy. This is not going to be one of the record-breaking days in terms of speed walking. It snowed overnight. There's a dusting. Yeah, 1833 for the first mile. Kind of slow. But I can't. The footing is somewhat treacherous. I don't even want to try to push it. So yesterday was one of those days. I was doing really well. I was recording the Tarzan story for Fred Hambaugh. For Protecting Project Pope. The difficult read because Edgar Rice Burroughs wrote for a different time when long and convoluted sentences were considered de rigueur. It was sometimes a challenge to figure out how to break them so that I could actually breathe, sometimes a couple of times in the middle of each sentence. So there were some challenges there. And then I got right to the end of the story, and it was a long read. It was probably something on the order of an hour and 15, an hour and 20. And I looked down and the recorder was off. Now, it wasn't off for the whole time. As near as I can tell, as much as I can see about it, it might have been full. And so it recorded 55 minutes of this long session before it said, nope, all done, and shut off. So I've got 55 minutes worth, and a lot of it is going to get thrown out because it's bad. I have to edit out all of the misspeaks and wrong sentences, etc. A lot of the constructions that Burroughs uses are really quite old. They contribute to the texture of the piece, to the feel of the piece. But they're difficult to read in the extreme. And blatant racism. Easy to read either, but at the time, it was nothing to remark upon. Now it's a bit. Grating. However, the story is still not a bad one. It's a classic tale, Tarzan overcoming greed and ignorance in the jungle. And since the jungle is largely populated with natives, in addition to the animals, I was really taken with the way that he, Burroughs, juxtaposes the false Earl, Lord Greystoke, against the real Lord Greystoke, and how they're both hunting, and somewhat less hunting in certain cases. So it's a fun story, it's a good story. But what a mess. So I'm going to try to edit down what I've got. Excuse me. Sleep has been a problem because of cats. I'm going to try to edit down what I've got and see what I can do with what I've got and then see where the break point is and just record the last bit. See if I can get a good enough match on it to record the last bit. which really isn't. It took me a long time to read it, but having read it 7 or 8 times, I think I can probably do it in fewer takes now, so it won't take too long to finish the story up. And that will be 2 audio pieces plus a book published this week, which is more than I've done in the last 3 months. I just looked before I left, by the way. Fulshare is still hung in review. Now, I'm not sure exactly what the holdup is, but apparently this is not terribly unusual anymore. It can be as little as 4 or 5 hours, and then as long as 5 or 6 days, apparently. So it's a question of having patience. A lot of people have written to tell me that the first 2 books aren't linked properly anywhere, and that's true, they're not. I haven't really, for all intents and purposes, really haven't announced the re-releases yet. I'm trying to get to the point where I can announce a new book, because that will have much more effect, be much more valuable. So one day at a time. I'm getting a lot of people who want to help me with my marketing. I'm getting a lot of email from people who would like to work with me on my website. Yeah, that ain't happening. So basically the problem today is that I'm asleep. The younger daughter has had play rehearsal till 10 o'clock. So I'm out running around at 10, 10:30. Not in bed at 9 o'clock like I like. But the cats are still waking me up at 3:30 or 4 o'clock. And in order to let my wife sleep, because she has to go to the office, I get up with the cats and take the cats out and try to get the cats out of the bedroom, keep them entertained, make sure the kids wake up on time to get ready for school. And so as a result, I've got like no sleep. So I may, and I'm pretty much sure what's going to happen today is I'm going to sleep. I want to try to get this story done, but I don't honestly know if I can stay awake long enough to even edit what I have recorded. So I may just get this podcast up and then go lay down. Call it good. Maybe I'll try to record the last bit. So I'll have it so I can edit tomorrow when the family's around and making noise. I can't read very well tomorrow, Saturday, and I've got people in the house Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Monday there's no school for the high school. There is school at the university. I don't try to walk too fast. The going isn't too bad. It's just a dusting. It's just maybe a half inch. And it's cold enough that it's not slippery. It's not like it's got a layer of ice underneath it or anything like that. So doesn't have the greasy feel that it did the other day, which is what I was really concerned about, looking out and thinking, oh god, no, not again. Oh, and Ed Gizmo noted that I had walked off the edge of the map again. This was the other thing that slowed me down this morning. I was getting ready to go and I saw his note and I thought, really? So I went back and checked. Yeah, sure enough. So I went back and updated a bunch of the pages that had maps where I had walked off. I'm in Fort Wayne, Indiana, apparently. Just quite a hike. 1,118 miles. Today will be 1,120 miles from Greeley. It's taken me 2 years. That's the funny part. It's taken me 2 years. It'll be 2 years in March. Somebody knows the date probably better than I do. March 23rd or something. I don't know. Oh, I'm yawning. I'm moving, but I'm yawning. My eyes are trying to close. Part of it is that it's so bright out, it hurts. At least it's a little warmer, Bunkpole. So, I'm sleepy, I'm tired, my back hurts. Really wanted to try to get one more thing out this week. I just don't know if I have the strength. Of course, I won't know until I try, so. There is that. Birds chirping. For all that it's snowing, it's a rather lovely day. The snow is beating on the sidewalk here, melting the snow off it. Oh, there's even blue sky up there. It's really quite a lovely day. I sound so surprised. I am so sleepy. That's the biggest problem right now. I am so sleepy, I can barely crawl. I think the answer is go home and take a nap. I'll get this done when I get it done. Oh yeah. Yep. So my wife hit me up this morning that the reason I'm so depressed is because I spend all the time in the basement in the dark. And she means well. She's trying really hard. And she is herself phototropic. She has that seasonal light disorder thing. She's convinced that she does at any rate. And it's entirely possible. She's much more attuned to being outside. Much more of an outdoors person. She wants to be out. She doesn't want to really do anything. She just wants to be out. And of course, there's nothing to prevent her from being out, except in the summertime here, it's so hot, it's very difficult to get outside, except early in the morning and late in the afternoon. But she doesn't like to go out in the morning, and she doesn't like to go out in the afternoon. She wants to go out in the middle of the day when the sun is high in the sky and it's too hot to go outdoors, so she can't, and it causes her consternation. It's one of the trials of not having the world organized around you quite to the degree that you'd like, I think. But she's trying to convince me this morning that part of the reason that I am depressed is that I'm phototropic, that I have this seasonal affective disorder. And it's like, no, not really. I've never been a person who really sought the sun. I've never spent time thinking, oh, I wish I could get outdoors. I wish I could see the sun. I wish I could... No. No. Outdoors is uncomfortable. I mean, I like going fishing. I like going camping. I like all that stuff, but... in the grand scheme of things, not really. No, it's okay, it's fun, it's nice. Once in a while. But she's also convinced that I never step out of the room. I'm always right there in the computer, always there in the corner. Despite the fact that she knows I go for a walk for an hour every day, almost an hour, 40 minutes, that I spend at least an hour every day fixing meals, cleaning the kitchen, doing chores on the upper floor of the house, every single day. I spend some portion of my day running kids around outdoors, taxi here or there. So maybe I need to get her to explain to me what she thinks I should do. Because I'm not convinced that it's a meaningful construct, but in my context, at any rate. I know there are people who do suffer from reduced light. I've never been one of them. I've always worked in the basement. I've always worked in a closed room. I have always worked in a place where, well, not always, but almost always, worked in a place where you couldn't see outdoors. When I was working for Bath Iron Works, I worked in a Gopherville. It was a cube farm. So indoors, completely indoors. I would go in the morning when it was dark. I would come out at night. It would be dark. I never saw the light during the day for years. Weekends, that was it. Of course, summer you go in when it's light and come out when it's light. When I was in the Coast Guard, it was in Alaska in particular, it was pretty bad. Because there would be days when you never saw dark in the summer, and there'd be days in the winter where you never saw light. Not just days, but weeks, really. And that goes back 40 years. So, you know, being in the light, being in the dark. I find the lower light levels actually helps my eyes dealing with the screens. And if I have too much light around, it's difficult to see the screens. It's much easier to see them. It's not like the room is dark. It's reduced light. It's not light enough to read by. But it's light enough to see a screen by, because the screen is light itself. So yeah, I can see this is going to be one of those things that we're going to have to discuss at length, because She's phototropic. Therefore, I must be as well. Oh yes, sun's burning. Burning down the snow. I'm looking at my sidewalks coming up to the house now. Yikes. 19-minute miles. However, I'm tired. The going is rough. I'm doing pretty well just to walk, so I'm not going to complain too much about a 19-minute mile today. Well, we made it. I'm at the back gate. I've updated the map so you can see where I am. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.